This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Well, we'd like to welcome you to our 45th episode of our podcast, where we review the trends we observed as we flip resources into our Flipboard magazine on instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences. In this episode, we have five trends we're going to discuss. We have three recommended readings, and we end with making predictions by looking into the crystal ball. So, Abby, let's start out by discussing the five trends we saw.
Thanks, Tim. Yes, we looked at five trends this week. Now, they're not strong trends, but we are defining a trend as any time that the topic shows up in two or more different articles that we flipped into the Flipboard magazine or seen, you know, that we've been curating into our own feeds. So the first one that we saw, probably the strongest, MOOCs in the news. MOOCs, massive open online courses, have been making news recently in a variety of ways. One is that the expanding market, Coursera in particular, expanding its market successfully into China. Universities like UC San Diego making intelligent use of MOOCs, carefully considered use, and most disturbing cheating strategies associated with completing MOOCs ahead of schedule and gaining badges without actually gaining knowledge. Very scary. But overall, MOOCs have definitely been a trend. Second trend that we noticed was a number of articles on college campus strategies to promote networked technology for instruction while keeping the network secure. And so this is actually a combination of a number of articles that we've seen in the last 2 weeks, both on network security in higher ed and college campus strategies for using technology in instruction. But they tend to overlap a bit because there is some concern. And when we say concern, we mean concern in both ways. Some concern that people aren't making best use of the technology, and some concern of the security issues involved in the technology. The other thing we saw, which was no surprise if you've been following us for the past few episodes, is new hardware and software releases and updates. Windows 10, something that we found particularly interesting was the Sensel Morph input device. And there are a number of input devices, including a really cool roll-up keyboard, a little folding keyboard for one's smartphone that's produced, I think, by Microsoft. Some very interesting alternative input devices in the hardware section. Also, speaking of hardware, Apple Watch. Apple Watch appeared in at least three different articles that we flipped into our magazine, mostly saying, don't count us out yet. It's the number two, at least according to an article that went out today, it is the number two wearable, right behind the Fitbit. So Best Buy, the consumer store, is going all in, rolling out more Apple Watch availability through the store itself. So we'll keep an eye on that, but that's certainly a trend. And finally, VR, virtual reality, which we've been mentioning as a trend for quite some time now. But there were a couple of very interesting articles related directly to VR, including the innovative use of virtual reality for campus tours to show people campuses if they aren't able to get there on their own in person. They can take a look around campus using a VR rig like a Google Cardboard. And University of Michigan employing their UM3D lab, doing some really interesting stuff there. And those are our trends.
Okay, excellent. So now on to our recommended readings. And as we mentioned at the start, we have three that we want to pass along to you. And as a reminder, we do have links to where you can find these and read these on our website.
Yes. Well, here's number one. Because we found this fascinating about MOOCs.
Exactly.
Research uncovers MOOC cheating strategy. by Deanne Schaffhauser for Campus Technology, which, again, just it's a good read. The next one is Flipped Classroom Survey Highlights Benefits and Challenges by Mary Bart for Faculty Focus. This is a very balanced article. I think you and I agree on this, right, Tim?
Yes.
This, we found that Ms. Bart did a great job showing us both the high points of the flipped classroom and some of the challenges involved in employing that strategy. Third and finally, Professors Push Back Against Laptops in the Lecture Hall by Eric Andrew G. for The Globe and Mail. This one is a very interesting article, I think, about a sort of reticence on professors' parts in North America, anyway. Professors are asking people not to use laptops in the classroom, not because they're annoyed by the laptops or distracting other people or distracting themselves, but because of the research that's come out that indicates that note-taking, physical note-taking with a pencil and a piece of paper, actually improves learning. So a sort of fascinating read. We'll let you decide for yourselves, but we recommend the article. And that's it.
Okay, now let's look into the crystal ball. What do we predict we will see over the next 2 weeks?
Oh, the crystal ball. Well, you know, we definitely think that increased attention to effective instructional practices is going to be in the news as a trend for the next 2 weeks at least. Flipping the classroom has become, it's been a hot topic for quite a while, but it's become sort of a more ubiquitous topic than it's been ever before. So we're seeing that a lot, and we're going to see, we think we're going to see a lot more articles about the benefits and challenges that are involved in that strategy. Also, what we discussed earlier, using and or limiting the technology use in classrooms or instructional settings is going to be a hot topic for discussion, especially among those of us who are in educational technology and instructional technology. This is, of course, something that we have to pay very close attention to, and I suspect we will be asked a lot of questions by our colleagues and peers about this. So, EdTech folks, be ready. We're also going to see more about VR applications and products. We've been saying this steadily for the past few months, really since the late spring. But so far, it's been bearing itself out. Every time that we predict this, we find more articles on the subject, more revelations about VR and AR use. And, of course, continued updates on software and hardware. That's, I mean, I don't know, that's sort of etched into the bottom of the crystal ball, isn't it? That we're, this is sort of a standard thing because it's a broad category. But we are going to see more updates in, both in software and hardware. A few of the articles that we've seen have suggested that we really haven't seen any new laptop or pad technologies come out recently. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the upcoming months as we get especially to the holiday gift giving season, whether or not there are any new hardware configurations in particular that people want to obtain at that time of year when they are normally making these big purchases. And so that's what's in the crystal ball.
Well, that brings us to the end of our 45th podcast episode. We want to thank those who are our followers on iTunes and Stitcher. We'd also like to thank those of you who are our viewers and our followers on our Flipboard magazine. As a reminder, you can find the show notes to this podcast episode and past podcast episodes at our website, www.trendsandissues.com. Our next episode is out September 14th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.